From the News Center, a news focus.
Pennsylvania has more than 6,000 local and state parks, and the people who manage them and run all the park activities are being honored, and it takes thousands of them to help build strong, vibrant communities. Tanya Brown, director of Parks and Recreation for Mechanicsburg, says 86% of adults in a national survey think access to the outdoors and nature is helpful, especially during stressful times. And it's important to recognize the workers who make it accessible.
Not just directors and full-time staff, but the part-time staff that are, you know, working in playgrounds with our community children or lifeguards, individuals that are running leagues, everybody, because it takes really a village to raise a child correctly through parks and recreation.
She notes the park and rec centers also serve in many towns as emergency shelters for COVID testing and vaccination sites and as summer food program sites for low-income families. Park use during the pandemic jumped more than 26% in the Commonwealth. Brian Barrett, Parks and Recreation Director for Haverford Township near Philadelphia, says his department has recreational programs for adults and even a preschool program to safely introduce the area's youngest residents to the outdoors.
What the Parks and Rec adds to a community is community. It gives people a chance to gather in youth sports setting. It gives people the chance to just go to their local playground, play on the swings, run in the fields, walk their dogs.
But the increased use of many park facilities and the tendency for their budgets to be cut when times are lean means there's a backlog of repairs and maintenance, which workers also deal with on the job. I'm Danielle Smith.